customer support. My name is Shancy. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a quick question. What company are you? I got a transaction on my bank statement. I'm trying to figure out what it is. It's like for like $7.95, I believe.
We serve many different companies. I need your name and zip code to look up your account.
I'm sorry? One more time, sorry.
I need your name and zip code to look up your account.
Selby Scott, 95825.
Okay, one moment while I look up your account.
Thank you.
Okay, I have located the account for Shelby Scott. May you please verify the address on this account?
I don't even know what account this is, but okay, 2297 Eden Rock Lane is my address, but what account
okay,
is
yes,
that?
Yes, you have a tablet. It was $7.95.
$7.95, a tablet? Is that the little gift thing?
Yes.
So is that going to be coming to my house, or what's the story on that?
Yes, it has not been shipped yet. You ordered it today.
Okay.
It has not been shipped.
So my question is, you're saying account. So does that mean that I'm going to still be paying on that, or is it $7.95 and that's it?
You have a tablet or $7.95, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not paying any more than that?
No.
Okay.
I only see one charge. Okay.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure that I'm not getting billed for something. I seen that. It was like through Costco or whatever it was, and I just took a look and, you know, kind of went through the motions. And if I'm going to get charged more, I'm going to need some information of who I got to call to cancel and return stuff. You know what I mean? So if it's just a one-time charge. Okay, if it's just the same. Yeah, I just took a picture of it, so thank you very much, young lady.
Thank you for having customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Oh, I'm sorry. You too. My bad.
Yes.